USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says he believes multiple U.S. embassies would have been attacked if the United States did not target a top Iranian terrorist.
I can reveal that I believe it would have been four embassies.
The president ordered the airstrike that killed Qasem Soleimani last week. He made the remarks during an interview with Fox News' Laura Ingraham. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is moving forward with the impeachment process. She's planning on sending the two articles of impeachment to the Senate next week for trial. Republican Congressman Steve Scalise of Louisiana says it's about time.
This idea that one person out of 435 can make a decision that even if the House passes legislation and the motion to reconsider is tabled, then it goes to the Senate. Hopefully that's resolved by next week and that charade ends and we finally get true justice where it's disposed of.
This is USA Radio News.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
The Labor Department says 145,000 jobs were added in December, but that number is about 20,000 below what analysts had predicted. Economist Stephen Moore believes we need to bring more skilled workers into the country.
The other thing we need in this country is more skilled immigrants. We need to let more immigrants in that have the skills and the talents we need in this country because there's a demand for them. They will not reduce wages. They'll actually expand the American economy. Let's get a new immigration law that gets into this country the workers that we need.
A security threat that put MacDill Air Force Base in Tampa, Florida on lockdown is over.
We all took this very seriously, and I know it may have been inconvenient for a lot of folks during the morning commute, but when it comes to the safety of our service members as well as our families, we're going to always go with the better approach and be conservative on there.
Colonel Steven Snelson says people were told to shelter in place after St. Petersburg police reported an armed man might be in the area. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Acting Homeland Security Secretary Chad Wolf says significant progress is being made on the construction of the barriers on the U.S.-Mexico border. While in Yuma, Secretary Wolf also discusses the goals of the Trump administration for a border wall.
But I can tell you right now that we remain confident that we are on track to 400, 450 miles that are either completed or under construction by the end of 2020.
Wolf traveling to Yuma to mark the completion of 100 miles of new border barriers. Larry Kudlow, one of the president's top economic advisors, played down the prospects of the administration concluding further phases of a trade deal with China, saying any further negotiations would depend on how the initial phase goes.
Some people are saying, well, gosh, we left the tough stuff for something called phase two. And I want to just quote Ambassador Lighthizer from our conversation last night. He's just such a wonderful fellow, and I always check in before I come on the air with him. You know, nobody ever thought we'd get phase one. No one has ever done phase one before. There is nothing like this in trade history. So that the importance and significance of phase one is enormous. And that's the tough part. And we'll get to the rest of it, but we covered a lot of ground. And it is, Jonathan, as you and I have discussed, this is a pro-growth trade deal.
Kudlow speaking there on Bloomberg TV. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.